In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. From Nairobi, Jill Craig has more about what happens next. The Supreme Court's decision to annul the victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta puts the country in uncharted territory. Adams Olo is a senior lecturer at the University of Nairobi.
It's the first time that one arm of the government, and specifically the judiciary, has been brave enough, if I can use those words, to stick to the constitutional provisions and the rule of law, and therefore overturn the declaration of a sitting president who was declared president-elect.
And the clock is now ticking, after the court ruled that fresh polls must be held within 60 days. Kenya's presidential spokesman said Monday that the government will not replace the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, a decision that will no doubt anger the opposition, which said Friday that the panel committed criminal acts and that most belong in jail. Nanjala Nyabola is a Nairobi-based writer and political analyst. She argues that low public confidence in the IEBC will be a big concern going into the next election and believes the commissioner should resign.
In good conscience, if they look at the indictment that they've received from the justices, they should consider stepping aside and letting the alternates take their position. That would be the ideal situation.
Kenyan political writer and commentator Barack Maluka says the short time frame could work, given that this election will be different from the one August 8th.
They could, also take solace in the knowledge that previously they were dealing with six elections and that this time round they are dealing with one election. They could also take comfort in the fact that it shouldn't be difficult for them to know where they dropped the ball, who dropped the ball, and to deal with that particular individual or with those individuals.
Kenyatta and opposition candidate Raila Odinga didn't waste time in getting back in campaign mode over the weekend, speaking to large crowds of supporters in Nairobi, Thika, and Nakuru. Kenyatta said he will respect the court ruling, but referred to Supreme Court justices as wakora, a Swahili word for crooks. Odinga has continued to condemn the Electoral Commission. In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.